All right, so we are back and we just paid some bills, which is awesome. So let's get into a little bit. I gotta let you guys know what's going on this weekend. So we launched Black Divide White, my new abstract art short film on YouTube. Go check it out. OMG. Oh my God, I am so proud of myself and I am so ecstatic. I have waited like 3 years to put this film out that I created, and I also act in it as well. And I was a little nervous just really dropping this, and I just like really busted up the nerves. Like, seriously, I planned on doing this from when I was working on my dream board, my vision board, back in December. And I was like, nope, girlfriend, you're gonna drop this, and you're gonna drop it in February. And so it dropped on Friday, February 15th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And it was like my first time really looking at it from a viewer's point of view, instead of like, you know, editor, directing, and all the other good stuff that I love. But it was so different, and I was squirming in my seat and just like, oh, you know, all over the place. But I'm really proud of it. It's 17 minutes, a short film that is basically talking about going through the darkness of self, and that realizing, and you'll see this, that there's always a witness of what's going on with self. And so this is all about loving yourself and loving self, all of you, every single part of you. And you'll see it in this film that I created, and I can't wait to hear you guys' feedback. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you watched it, you saw it, what was your initial thoughts, did you watch it again? Because a lot of times when we were previewing it before, they had to watch it twice, because the first time was just like, you know, because it's not a traditional movie film that you would go to the movies. This is all abstract art, so you really got to put yourself in it. But it's so much fun, and I'm really proud of the outcome and the results of the editing that came through. So please go check it out for me. Give it a thumbs up, share it, get people to watch it. I would love your support on this, because this was my baby that I finally released out into the world. And so you can go check it out on my YouTube page, which is at Najm Lee. Just go to youtube.com, put in Najm Lee, and it will pop up. And the movie is called Black Divide White. All right, thank you so much, guys. There's just so many other things going on. So the next thing that I want to tell you guys is that I have an upcoming workshop called How to Meditate Simple. And I'm super excited about this, guys, because finally I am going to be live with you in this hour and a half workshop that I put together. It will be February 28th on a Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm starting exactly on time, starting sharp. You want to register for this event, for this workshop, and you can do that on my website at najmlee.com. And I will also put the link in the description of this show so that you can click on it and go register. You've got to register and sign up. And then once you sign up, you will get a direct link to where we will be hosting the workshop. And that will be a few days before the workshop, so look out for that. So registration, super easy. The cost is like, oh my God. Seriously, it's worth it, okay? Just do it. It's under 10 bucks, literally under 10 bucks. And I'm doing a special right now, which is 25% off for the for the first 24 hours. So get your fingers on it. Go sign up right now because you don't want to miss this. You're going to learn how to meditate. You're going to learn how to understand about meditation. I'm going to be meditating with you. We're doing it together. And you got to learn the ins and outs and tips on what you're doing in meditation. And you got to learn about clearing past lives and past issues through meditation. And also, you got to be learning about mindfulness. It is chock full, packed into an hour and a half of juicy information and practice with me personally live. You're not going to get that anywhere else but with me, Najm Lee, at the Najm Lee Healings Temple. So go sign up today. Okay, guys, go sign up today. You don't want to miss it. Or else if you do, you miss out, because this is a one-time event that I'm doing right now that will be live. All right? Okay, so that's it for the great announcements that I'm super excited about for right now. There's so many other stuff, but I will tell you that a little bit later on and throughout the show. So let's just take a quick break, and then we're going to dive into what is a guru. Be right back. Hey, it is your girl, Najm Lee, and welcome to the NLHT show. I am your host on anchor.fm/NLHT, and I'm super excited to be with you today. We are going to be talking about what is a guru. This is episode 6. Oh my gosh, we have made it to episode 6, guys, and this is fantastic. So let's get into it, because a lot of people have asked me, what is a guru? Do I need a guru? Is it essential? Is there a difference? So as you know, I always want to go into the dictionary. So looking over at dictionary.com, guru is a noun. And it says, in Hinduism and Buddhism, a spiritual teacher, especially one who imparts initiation. Also, they say each of the 10 first leaders of the Sikh religion, and an influential teacher or popular expert. And so that is the definition of what a guru is. And we're going to take it even further today. But have you ever had a guru in your life? And what was that like? I would love to know. Leave me a voice message or comment, because I'll be so interested to know what you have learned from your guru. What are some tips or anything that you can share with the audience would be awesome. And so one thing that I've learned is that going forward, having my own gurus in my life, I've had about 5 gurus so far. And one thing I do understand is that a guru will come, whether for a few minutes, a few hours, a few months, or a few years, or a lifetime. And it all depends on what area of your spiritual path that you are on, and what is it that you need at that time. And so a spiritual guru is very important to have, especially on a spiritual journey. So we're gonna go over to a website that I'm going to use for today's topic, which is the Spiritual Research Foundation. You can check them out online, and they have some really good information on what is a guru and just a really good introduction. And so let's get into it. Having a teacher to guide any of us in any field is invaluable, but the one of the most valuable thing I would say, guys, is having a spiritual guru, right? Someone that is going to be there for you, right? And helping you through your journey, especially on the spiritual journey. And so
what is a guru in a way of how is that going to be beneficial to you? What is it that you're going to get out of it today? And let's get into it. So a guru is very different to a teacher or a preacher, right? A guru is like a beacon of spiritual light in our world and teaches us the universal spiritual principles that underlie all religions and cultures. And so let's expand on these characteristics going forward. So I always like to go into comparisons just to help with this understanding. So let's break down the word guru, which is a Sanskrit word and has a deep spiritual meaning. So let's break it down. Gu, G-U, is the spiritual ignorance that most humankind is in. Ru, R-U, represents the radiance of spiritual knowledge that dispels the spiritual ignorance. So in short, the guru is the one who dispels the darkness of spiritual ignorance in humanity and bestows upon them spiritual experiences and spiritual knowledge. And this is so true. So let's break down the differences between a teacher, a professor, and a spiritual guru. According to Spiritual Research Foundation, which is a great breakdown. So a teacher teaches for a specific period of time. So like when you go to school or university, you either taking a class for 1 hour or taking a class for 45 minutes. And the teacher is only in that building or at that school teaching for maybe from 7:45 a.m. to 2:15 p.m. and that is it. A spiritual guru teaches you 24 hours a day, and that is so true. They are with you. There's information that you need. They'll be there for you, whether it's texting, emailing, calling, or anything like that. They're always with you. I can say even for my own self, I have my own student that I am a teacher to or a guide to. And sometimes I call her in the middle of the night because of information that has come through. And I really, really see that she needs to have this, that I will pick up the phone and call her. And she is so used to this by now of me just picking up and say, hey, this is what's going on. This is, you know, or whatever it is. So that I can like totally test about. A teacher teaches through words. A guru teaches through and beyond words. So you're going to hear dictation from a teacher. From a spiritual guru, it's beyond words. A lot of times, it's not so much what they say. It's their actions. It's how they live. You are observing every single thing about the spiritual guru. A teacher has no concern for a student's personal life. Most teachers don't. There are a few that do, but most teachers do not. But when it comes to a spiritual guru, they're looking out for every facet of a student's life. You know, what are you eating? Are you eating healthy? Are you eating according to what's going to help you spiritually? Are you resting? Or what are you wearing? Are you wearing the right clothes, the right colors? Every single thing they're looking at. How's your family? What's going on? The connection that you have and so forth. And then a teacher teaches a few subjects, and a spiritual guru is going to teach the science that encompasses all subjects. So a teacher, whatever they went to school and studied for and became an expert in, is what they're going to teach. So that could be, you know, math, arts, English, science, language, arts, whatever it is. There's something specific that they're good at, and they're going to teach you that. With a spiritual guru, they encompass everything in life and the sciences and how it relates. So you're looking at every aspect that you're going to gain from a spiritual guru. They're teaching every single subject in accordance to connecting it with your life and your spiritual walk. So this is so interesting because I look at it in my own life as well, where I am currently in that that path, but also like when I was coming onto my own path and how universe was just bringing me teachers and even teachers who had messages, and you know, and then another teacher would come, and it's almost like I was just being open to whatever that would be. I was so open to it, and flowed with it. You know, whenever my guru or a teacher would come in, it's almost like that sign to me of, okay, there's something I need to learn here. And I always had that perspective of there's something I need to learn, and I keep it flowing because we're learning every single day, 24 hours, if you want to, you know. So the one thing I want to break down also is the difference between preacher or pastor and a spiritual guru. And there is a vast difference between a preacher or religious studies and compared to a spiritual guru. And I want to break that down in accordance with the Spiritual Research Foundation. So on here, let's get it into it. A preacher, especially on a service, if you've been to a Baptist, Christian, Catholic, whatever church, Methodist, whatever church that you belong to, Jehovah's Witness, a preacher, a pastor, or priest will be on the podium with a planned sermon. Planned. With a spiritual guru is spontaneous, as I mean, it comes whenever and it's delivered. There is no waiting for a set time, set day, that I can only tell you these things on this particular day, or I'm going to, you know, relay it to the congregation on this particular. No, a spiritual guru is right there and we deliver whatever it is spontaneously and it flows. A preacher arises from the intellect. And there's an artificial part about that as well. In regards to a spiritual teacher, spiritual guru, there's a natural flow, a connection to nature, and also arises from the soul, the Atma, the God within. And so you can see the difference. There's no like pretense. There's no like pre-planned of anything when it comes to a spiritual guru. With a preacher or pastor, there is. And it comes off superficial in a lot of ways, or you know, if you go beyond the text, there's something like they can't speak to you at that moment, or they can't they have to look into it, or they don't want to answer it. It's like, you know, flown over, because if you're not dealing with exactly what they're speaking on, it's a no-go. And I find that so interesting. A preacher relies heavily on quotes of other famous saints and holy scriptures, and a spiritual guru is based on knowledge received from the unmanifest teaching principle of the universe, of God, the source of all holy scriptures. So it's just like when we were born, we came here with no book. A spiritual guru is basically aligned because of that understanding of we are all one. You open yourself as a vessel to receiving the truth, and that spiritual guru helping you to receive your truth. At a sermon or a service, a preacher or pastor is mostly about, you know, because this part of the Bible says this, or this particular scripture says this, and so that's what it is. There's no question beyond it. There's no reasoning beyond it. And I think that can be intimidating to some people, or more likely it could be a turnoff. Also, a preacher at a superficial level, as a result, the listener can get bored in a very short time, while a spiritual guru, their speech is laden with divine consciousness. The listener feels like listening for hours altogether. And that is so true, because there is a connection spiritually. You feel as if you've been there. You understand. You can relate. There is something in that you've experienced. And you can't really explain it in plain English, because it's an experience that you had spiritually. And when a spiritual guru is discussing that, or whatever topic, you feel placed in that space spiritually. With a preacher, you can be hearing the same thing over and over and over again, and it's stated the same way, And there's a flat line to it that makes it feel like, oh, this is like, oh, you know, makes you feel like, I don't know about this. You're kind of bored. A lot of people sleep inside the, a lot of people sleep inside their services or fall asleep or, you know, whatever. One thing I can tell you guys, I used to walk out of churches because I would tell my mother, they're not telling the truth, Mom. I would always say that, like, they're not speaking the truth. There's something off about it, and I can't sit here and listen to anymore. And that was, then she, at some point, she was just like, okay, I'll see you outside. And that's how it'll be. Like, you know, I'll see you outside. I'll go with her. But a lot of times, if it wasn't too cold out or if it was in like a warmer time, I'll go outside and go chill and wait for her. And it would be the talk of the town because it's like, I can't believe she did that. But for me, my spirit, my inner self was just like, this is off, this is wrong, and I feel it, and I can't put into any other words, and I can't sit still to pay attention to it. You understand? So that was me. Also, with a preacher, sometimes doubts in other people's mind remain unanswered. And with a spiritual guru, doubts are clarified through answers without asking questions. So a lot of times, you're going to form doubts or you may have a question, but you're not sure. And there's a fear to ask it. And they remain unanswered. You don't know. You're just going to follow. With a spiritual guru, you ask questions. There is going to be definitely answering and clarifying so that you are clear and you're able to stand in your truth. If you do not be able to stand in your truth and understand what is going on and have those questions answered, how can you move forward in your spiritual path? And then the last part that they describe here is that mostly ego is present when it comes to a preacher, pastor, priest. For a spiritual guru, the ego is never present. Why? The ego does not exist. The only time the ego exists is when you put attention to it. And most people put attention to it. That's why it exists. So even with a preacher and whatever it is, there is a patterning of, you know, I know it all, the congregation does not. I am the expert, the congregation is not the expert. I've been assigned and holier than thou, you are not. You know, that ego is present. And you can even see it in the design of the churches. The congregation is at a lower level. The podium, the stadium is, the stage is at a higher level for the preachers. And even in certain Catholic churches, there are podiums that are so high that the Catholic priest is standing on to give a sermon. And given that height of, I am closer to God than you are, so whatever I'm delivering must be right. You know, you guys got to question that. You really got to look at that. With a spiritual guru, the ego is never present because it's the understanding that we are all connected. I am at the same level as you are. You and me are connected. You are one. Yes, I may have been on this earth a little longer, have a bit more experiences, but that does not make me more superior to you or anyone else. I am just a guide and nothing else. If I'm able to show you something, great. If I'm able to guide you in some way, great. You know, whatever it is. And that's what a spiritual guru is. There is no ego because the ego is never present. So most preachers today in our world are at about 30% spiritual level. And as a result, they are neither able to understand the true implied meaning of the scriptures they quote, nor have they experienced firsthand everything that has been written. Thus, the possibility of leading the audience astray is quite high. And so let's just like talk now, because I feel like this is so important to discuss even further after all that. Let's break really quickly to a commercial and I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Najm Lee's Healing Temple is a learning and healing space to experience health, wellness, spirit, and blissful magic, offering great services in meditation, intuitive readings, spiritual advice, and Reiki healing. Go experience Najm Lee's Healing Temple by booking a session today. Go to www.najmlee.com. That's www.najmlee.com. Did you know you can support our show with a monthly donation? That's right. Please support our growing podcast, The NLHT Show, a place to discuss spirituality and daily steps of living as spirit. You can donate a monthly basis to help us produce weekly podcasts and sustain it. You can do 99 cents per month, $4.99 per month, or even $9.99 per month. Whatever you give, we totally appreciate it, and we appreciate you. Namaste. All right, so we are back after paying some bills. Welcome to part two. We are discussing what is a guru and the benefits of having a guru. So we just left off of the comparison between preacher and a spiritual guru. And I know some of the things that I probably relayed is pretty like shocking or pretty like daring to say, but hey, that's what it is. So let's get into this part of it. Something that I've been seeing in the world and about that 30%, and it is so true. There was a preacher, and this happened a few weeks ago, of a preacher caught infidelity and on the stage trying to confess. And it's not even was a confession. It was more about making him look like the good guy out of this really bad thing he did and not taking responsibility. And then his wife is a cheerleader with him on not taking responsibility and blaming it on another woman, the Jezebel or whoever they want to, whatever terminology they want to use. I'm not even going to call out this preacher's name because you probably will know who it is or you can find it. But what's interesting is he shifted the blame onto his congregation, shifted the blame onto that woman. And instead of looking at himself and look at himself clear and take the full responsibility, your actions was a disgrace, right? Because you are leading the congregation that you said you've been assigned by God. And you're saying that you were doing God's work. And because you were doing God's work, this woman just came into your hotel room and you had to have her? Like, give me a break. You guys, what the hell is going on in our world? Like, who does that? You know, it has happened so many times to preachers all over the globe, but especially here in America, that I can say, right? And that I have seen on the news constantly, from Jimmy Swaggart to so many other preachers, pastors, and anyone else in between, right? Of infidelity, you know, breaking up their marriage, trying to be holier than thou, and being caught out there because, you know what? Power. Right? Feeling of the ego once again and being in this particular status of power. And that's ridiculous. If you are a servant of the higher most, then you're supposed to be serving. Okay? You don't have a positioning of you are holier than thou type of crap. And I find it so weird how the congregation was just applauding him over his over him making excuses, and no one in there challenged him on stop it and take full responsibility for your actions. And your wife needs to back up and stop the stupidity and clinging on to something where he is not your child. He's a grown man, right? He's a grown man, and his wife has to act like a mother to him. Stop. We will never be put in that position in the first place. All right? Never. We are mothers of the land, but I'm not here to be a mother of your disgraced actions and try to help correct and discipline you, especially if you are a grown man. But what I saw on stage was a crybaby and somebody who is in denial and straight up misleading people astray and needs to come down and go into a cave and meditate for several years. Spiritual, being a spiritual guru is not a praise. It is a way. It is what you've been called for. It's not something you go to a spiritual guru school and be schooled to be a guru. No, it doesn't work that way. You are called. It is a calling. There's nothing to explain it as, but you are called in some way and you flow with it. You know what I'm saying, guys? So I want you to really look at this. I want you to really look within. And when it comes to a spiritual guru, it is something that you in your life is seeking. And especially when you start coming onto the spiritual platform and awakening, you have a lot of questions. And out there, you'll say out loud, you know, please bring me someone that will help me or guide me in this walk, because I want to learn. What happens is the universe will align that and bring you whoever it is that's needed at that point in your journey. You may not need me right now in your journey, but it may be somebody else before you get to me or whatever, or it may never be me, right? That's how that goes. Whoever I'm supposed to guide will come onto my path, and that's how it's been happening. I remember for my own, when I was seeking and learning and awakening, it was like beings coming and beings in form coming. And so the very first time that I really took note, and I'm so happy my college roommate was with me at this time, and we were walking to the campus grocery store in California, and we were walking over, and we're about to get to the entrance of the grocery store, and a lady was coming out with her stroller with her baby, and she looked up at me and stopped. And I swear to God, it was like in the movies. My roommate was there and she witnessed this. All of a sudden the wind blew, like out of nowhere. This is a hot day in California. All of a sudden the wind blew and blew this woman's hair in such a way, and then her eyes changed color in front of us in this really light color, almost white. And then the spirit that came through her was like, said to me, "You are called for great things, Najm. You are called for really big things. You've been chosen." And I was like, what is going on? And I remember that line so clearly, like it happened yesterday. And my roommate, I looked at my roommate just to make sure she was witnessing this, and she was. And the spirit was like, "You will be guided." And after that, the wind blew again and the spirit left. And then the lady came back, right? And what was so interesting was that she didn't remember or even notice what happened, because she looked at us so puzzled, like, what, like, you know, like, what, like, what did I do, like, that unknowing look, like, oh my God. And then I stepped out of her way, and she was walking away, and she turned around looking at us like, what just happened? And it was unexplainable. And I said to my roommate, did you see what just happened? Did you hear? And she was like, I heard everything, you've been chosen. Oh my God, this is major. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe this. And so from that point on, my life has been so different, and I've just been open, and guru after guru after guru has been coming into my life. Some stay for a moment, some stay for many years, and I've learned that that's how it flows. For whatever reason, whatever point that I am on and I'm ready, I am always open to receive that guru. And one last story I'll share with you is that so I'm on my spiritual journey for a while. I started a sanctuary in Florida at the time. And so, you know, it was a Saturday. I remember this because I woke up really early, but then I went back to sleep. My daughter was still sleeping at the time. And it was like a regular Saturday. I was going to get some stuff done later on, go to the beach after, and, you know, spend some time, cook food and all this stuff. Well, Spirit had something else planned for me. And so what happened was my doorbell rang, and I think it was about 10 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock or something like that. The doorbell rang, and then the person knocked on the door several times. And I was like, who could that be? So I got out of bed, walked out my room, through the living room to the front door. And I looked through, and I don't recognize who this person is. I saw the car in my driveway, and I didn't recognize the car. But my spirit was like, open the door. So I followed. I opened the door. I opened the door, and there was a man standing, short man, standing in front of me. And he introduced himself, and he said, I know this is going to sound weird, but I've been called to come and pick you up. And, you know, I wasn't frightened at all. It was almost like I knew this was going to happen. Like this feeling of, okay. And he was like, I know I'm not a murderer. I'm not a kidnapper. I'm not any of this. And he's telling me all these things. He's like, I've been summoned to come and get you and bring you down his words were the Indian reservation. And I was like, okay. I was like, really? He was like, yes. Will you come now? We have to leave now. And I was like, right now? And he was like, yes, right now. And all I can say is I was like, my spirit was like, go. And I didn't feel weirded out. I didn't feel like he was going to hurt me or anything. I felt really calm, and I felt like a knowing. And so I said, okay, give me a few minutes. I need to get dressed, get my daughter dressed, and carry some things. Because he told me, you're going to be spending the night. And I was like, okay. So I closed the door. He waited outside. And I told my daughter, we're going on an adventure. And she jumped up and down. Oh, my God. Yay. And she's running around. I said, grab some clothes. Right? Not a lot. Just two things. And your shoes. And, you know, whatever. Pack your bag. I'm going to pack mine. And I'm going to bring some food. We packed up and everything, and we went into his car, and he drove us down, and we had a cool conversation, and went to the Indian reservation, and from the Indian reservation, I met the person that summoned me. And he was like, I wasn't sure you'd come, but something told me that you will. And he's like, I'm so happy. I've never met this person before, but for some reason they heard about me. And two and two, he brought me down. And for that weekend, I was called to teach Ayurveda to his group. And we stayed in an Indian teepee. It was amazing looking up at the stars, going on a safari trail, and the nights were beautiful, seeing the buffaloes, every animal you can think of, meeting the chief, and many of the people living on the land. I was like ecstatic. I had the best time for that day and a half. I had the best time ever, and my daughter enjoyed herself. I was like, everything was taken care of. Everything, every single thing, down to food, everything was taken care of for me and my daughter. And that's how spirit works, okay? When you are called and you're ready and you're being called, I learned a lot from this teacher. I learned so much from him. I learned a lot from the chief. I learned Tai Chi from the person that drove me. It was amazing. I had the best time. And driving back, and this messenger picked us up, took care of us, and brought us right back to my house without a scratch. And I have to tell you that was the most memorable time, because my daughter still remembers it. I still remember it, because it was something that just happened. And when spirit calls you, you must be open. You just flow with it. And whatever you're supposed to learn, you're supposed to learn. And yeah, I was supposed to learn something, and I did. And that was that. It was for the weekend. But I flowed with it. And that's how teachers come in. That's how your spiritual gurus come in. Whatever path that you're on, they're going to come in. Flow with it. Thank you so much, guys, for today's awesome episode. We just did it, episode 6. I'm super grateful for this show that we have going on, the NLHT show. Please join me for next time. Please share this podcast. Let other people listen to it, and also donate, support, show your support for this so that I can continue to do more. All right. I love you guys so much. Have a great weekend, and I will see you in the next show. I'm out.